Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus is the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman. New season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I think that's the one Jerry Jones guested on, and people were like blown away at how good of an actor he was in the scene he did.
That was the show he was on.
That like caused a little sensation. People were just stunned that his scene, they were like, I was almost moved to tears by like the speech he gave.
My dad said he wants to be on that show.
Jerry does, or your dad?
No, my dad does. He's a fan of it.
Well, how's Tulsa King?
Well, he likes Tulsa King too. He works on it, but
I mean, Dwight is facing his most dangerous adversaries yet.
Well,
season.
They already taped that though. My dad's on to the next one.
He is on to the next.
He wants to.
So okay, so his time on Tulsa King is likely done, is what you're telling me.
I think he was killed off.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Wait, he actually had a role where people would notice that he was killed off?
I think he was killed off in like a scene where there were multiple casualties.
Oh,
he was
one Stallone
took him out.
He's just dead guy, you know, random dead guy.
4:31, time to make the smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. All right, here is the Donnie football debrief for today, Donnie's big football topic of the day. And it is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The debrief, November 3, 2025. Conveniently enough, speaking of Jerry Jones, he made some headlines about an hour ago in Dallas. He was on a Sirius XM show with Stephen A. Smith and Michael Irvin, and he announced that the Cowboys have made a trade ahead of the deadline, but then gave zero details as to what it was. He said, we certainly have made a trade. We have made one. Then gave nothing else.
So it's a secret deal? That's not official.
And he said it would come out tomorrow at some point, I guess.
Why wouldn't it come out? Like, Adam Schefter hears this. Adam Schefter now can't get a single agent or somebody on the other side of the trade who made the deal with the Cowboys to confirm this.
So Clarence Hill, who covers the Cowboys, asked Jones about it after the fact, and he said the trade will be consummated tomorrow.
We've got a secret trade. You can't know about it.
If I were the team,
my secret trade actually lives in Canada. It's too cool to talk to you guys.
If I were the other team here, I would now just drive up the price.
Right.
And say, hey, if you want that secret trade of yours to go through, now
price
it's a
of the
second
brick,
round
price
pick
of
instead
the brick
of a fourth.
Just went up, yeah. Don. Get a little wire in here.
He is something else, that guy.
That wasn't initially what I wanted to start with, but Jack had noticed it, and I thought that would be something.
Well, I think a lot of Twitter, so football fans who like to speculate and, you know, go crazy with things think that this could be Trey Hendrickson to Dallas. That's the Reddit rumor.
Well, the thing is, it's been very tough for the Cowboys to ever find themselves an elite edge rusher.
Yeah.
They've been in the wilderness for years.
By the way,
they could try that Parsons guy in Green Bay.
Somebody actually did one of those bits, and it was like, trade rumor, Packers considering Dallas asking for Micah Parsons in two firsts, or Dallas willing to do whatever, just the reverse of the trade. Green Bay hanging up the phone repeatedly. Cowboys offering, it was like Cowboys offering Kenny Clark or whatever.
What else
two
you got
firsts.
Done?
Well, the other thing I wanted to do, by the way, there was some breaking news that Joe Alt is going to be out for the season, so no need to worry about him Sunday night.
I didn't think we were going
like
to have to worry about him.
Yeah,
that he was carted off the field in Nashville.
Well, he's really hurt.
Yeah, they won't have him for the rest of the year. YouTube TV and Disney have to figure something out.
because you're shut out of Monday Night Football currently.
So am I.
The only way that I could consume it is I have NFL Plus. That would be the only way. And it would have to be the...
Wait a minute. Does NFL Plus give you...
They normally carry primetime games on there, yeah.
Wouldn't you be able to watch it theoretically?
Oh, no, even ABC's if you're even if you're too, even yeah. if your subscription is through YouTube TV?
No, NFL Plus, he could just open up the app.
Yeah, like I can
and
open
cast
up
it
my
from
phone.
His phone. That's what I'll have to do tonight.
Okay. Can cast it off your phone onto a TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
If you have
I feel like they block that stuff. No?
If
I
you
don't
have
think
a,
so.
I mean, normally our
for,
TV
I pay
works.
For it. I pay for NFL Plus.
So do I. So there's no extra fee to cast it off the phone?
I don't think so.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This thing is really annoying. Obviously, both sides deserve some blame here, but ESPN's just trying to basically do their own competitor to YouTube TV because like so many people just watch sports, right?
What is their competitor?
ESPN Ultimate.
What's ESPN Ultimate?
That's their newest one. That has like all the WWE stuff on it.
And it's also the one where like, so for example.
It's not ESPN Plus?
Prior to this, you could have watched, I think, Pitt in Syracuse on your phone and done that like on ACC Network Extra if you had ESPN Plus.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't do that. So like my neighbor paid $6 just to have Sling TV or something
for
one day to watch a Pitt game.
So without ESPN Ultimate.
You can't like just stream any old game on ESPN anymore
because
on your phone.
Pitt play, oh, but can I get it on the app? Pitt plays Youngstown State tonight. Do I need ESPN Ultimate for that?
I think you might now. Like they're trying aggressively to get people to buy this ESPN Ultimate, man. I'll tell you what, we got to just break up Disney here.
Well, we had
unfreeze Walt and tell him we have some major issues.
Walt, we got to talk.
Here's the real truth.
The real honest truth.
We didn't know how good we had it with cable.
I had that thought the other day.
You paid,
I'm such an idiot.
It was expensive, but you paid it and you got everything.
Yeah.
And you still do if you have cable.
No, you don't now because shows have gone specifically onto apps where even if you have a cable subscription to the channel, I have cable, I'm going to get the shows that are on Apple Plus. You're not.
This is just a bunch of massive companies and conglomerates squeezing the average Joe customer. That's what this is.
Cable,
ESPN,
cable
used Ultimate.
To, there was no Netflix. Everything was just on cable.
Yeah,
and it was better
like
that way.
You had like your own on-demand,
yeah.
like Comcast or
yes.
whatever.
Yeah, man.
They're just killing us. They're killing the consumer.
You know who's going to benefit from this? Your buddy Nick Wright, man. People are going to be hitting up FS1.
Oh, and I applaud all of the networks that are openly taking shots to it at ABC and Disney. Wasn't CBS or Fox doing that on Saturday
probably.
For college football? They said, oh, because you couldn't get like.
Yeah. Oh, the quad box selections were so much worse.
Right.
Because
there were multiple big games. Like, I think what ABC's 3:30 game was Georgia and
Florida. Yep.
Couldn't get that. Couldn't watch Pitt. You had to find your alternative.
Couldn't
to watch
Pitt. Notre Dame BC was on ESPN.
One of the more shameful, not shameful, it's just kind of like, man, they're making a lot of money to do this, the people in question. When like Scott Van Pelt and any ESPN employee who's pretty high profile, they have to send that prepackaged tweet out about basically lean on YouTube to come to terms with
the deal.
Herb
Street did one of those,
I saw. Oh, yeah. Is that, man, they just... The soul's got to be dying a little bit. They're both making a lot of money.
As if my phone call is going to be the straw that breaks
the camel's back. Here's a serious question.
How did the deal get done? Donnie Football left this an impassioned voicemail.
By the way, if Nate Just to break in for a second, Nate, our buddy Nate on Twitter, who tweets us a lot, very loyal listener. If we were somehow able to get Waddle, I guess is saying somehow able to get Waddle, Nate has said he will get Omar Khan's face tattooed on his ass.
Please Nate, save that.
Nate, buddy, I'm bookmarking this. I might even take a picture of
it. Is this what I've done here? I've now beget and spawned these people that are going to try to even one up my bet.
One more ESPN question based off of the Herb Street and Van Pelt thing. Because I'm asking this seriously. We know McAfee has basically become bigger than the network. Like, he's taken on the behind-the-scenes guys who are power brokers, and he wins. Mm-hmm. Have they forced him to send out one of those, like, corny-ass tweets about, hey...
I don't think so.
His whole thing would be, no, you can still watch me on YouTube, buddy.
I think he actually sent one out about how his show was on YouTube.
You know why? Because they just license his show. They don't actually... So he probably feels no... If they asked him, he probably told him to go, you know what, up a rope.
Some kid, speaking of the nipple piercing thing and bets that people are trying to make now off of that, did come up to me today at the gym and say, man, your aura is off the charts right now, bro.
Your aura?
Yeah.
You should talk
I didn't know Ben Tenuto went to the same gym as
he
you.
Said,
getting your nipples pierced is tough.
He said, your aura is off the charts right now.
You should say that to Amanda tonight. You should say, hey, honey, you want to get a little frisky? And if she goes, what are you talking about? Say, my aura is off the charts right now. Just see what happens.
Yeah.
Put out a graph.
He's like, what's your show on? TikTok? I'm like, no. Oh, it's called The Radio.
What?
That's horrible. Like, that makes me very nervous for the future.
Guy then.
Listen to Starkey every Wednesday to hear about his card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. All right. Thank you for another debrief, Donnie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.